Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
3 o'clock hour. Hunter Brown is likely done for the day. And boy, what a gem he's pitched. Seven innings, just walked off the mound momentarily. 96 Ouch. Pitches, three hits allowed, nine strikeouts.
No walks.
The 96 pitches is what leads me to believe that Hunter Brown's day is absolutely done. I don't know what his season high is for pitches this year. Probably just slightly over 100, if I was to guess. I don't know that I would be shocked if he came out for the eighth inning.
All right, would you be more shocked of the fact that Hunter Brown got all his outs via strikeout or ground out, no fly balls?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you be more surprised that Christian Walker is going to double here leading off the bottom of the seventh?
Because Christian Walker is
has been ass.
Doubling. I would be more shocked at the actually the former, because of the stat that I gave you earlier today. Like, I know Hunter Brown's been very good, like Cy Young good so far this season. But the Philadelphia Phillies are not the Oakland A's, not the Sacramento A's, whatever you're calling them. They're not one of the worst teams. They're one of the best teams in baseball. They hit fastballs better than anybody. Hunter Brown,
not today,
likes to throw his fastball. And when you can ring it up, you know, 96, 97, 98 miles per hour, whenever you want to, you tend to like to throw your fastball. And that's exactly what Hunter Brown did today. But there was a game plan behind that. He started the game with three straight fastballs to the leadoff hitter. And two of them were strikes looking. Probably should have struck that guy out on three straight pitches, because the first one was a borderline ball call. But that knuckle curve, the off-speed stuff has been fantastic today. So you're telling me that nine strikeouts for Hunter Brown and the other possible 12 outs that he did get were all ground ball?
All grounders. Ground outs to fly outs. Hunter Brown, nine ground outs, zero fly outs.
All right. What's the disparity here? Nine Ks.
Nine Ks, nine ground balls. So he got some pitcher's best friends.
Man, yeah, that's pretty dang incredible. 20 called strikes, 16 swinging strikes, 11 foul balls for Hunter Brown today. Masterful, 174 ERA. Shout out to the Astros pitching, starting and or relieving. They are number one in the books, certainly this month, and near the top of the board in all of baseball for everything through 81 games, which today is the halfway mark. Officially of the MLB season for the Stros.
This is legitimately the dead middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Game 81. And despite all the injuries, 60% of the opening day rotation on the IL, two of those guys gone for the year.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers would come back and then went back on the IL. Yordan been out for 2 months. The level of injury that they have had to replace. And his team just keeps winning.
Do we have an update?
Also, will Philadelphia ever score against the Astros again?
It's too early, sir.
Film at 11.
Too early, sir. We'll have an H-Town postgame show for you coming up here in a little bit at the conclusion of the game. Is there an update on Lance McCullers, by the way? Because there is still a TBD on Saturday.
Is. So, Lance was working out today, and if the report was if he gets through today and tomorrow with no issues, it is likely he will start on Saturday.
Awesome. Let's go.
I wouldn't expect him to go very deep in that game, but he would start on Saturday.
So you're going to have against the Cubs, Brandon Walter tomorrow, possibly Lance McCullers on Saturday, and then on Sunday, if you're going to the game like me, 1:10 first pitch, it's a Framber Valdez day.
Yeah, Framber.
Let's go.
That should be, if Framber's pitching on Sunday, if they let him pick, it'll be the Tequila Sunrise jersey, because that's his favorite jersey.
Well,
if they let him pick.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Bajani might be getting some more swag.
Oh, what's up?
Might be getting some more Astros swag on Sunday.
Gotta get the little guy to kill a Sunrise jersey?
You know what? I think he already actually has one. I think he has one.
Have you got him the new?
Dad needs to get the matching version.
Okay. Have you got him the new City Connect jersey yet?
No, because it's still crazy.
A little pricey AF?
Yeah. It's a little crazy. You know, here's the problem with like spending.
I'm not making that Pendergast money.
$125 or $150 on a badass City Connect jersey with no name or a name on the back. That's a lot of money to spend on a 5-year-old who in the way he's growing, man, 6 to 8 months, like won't be able to fit it. Hey, right, Bajani, buy it big. Buy it big. I get it. Okay. But still like. In 2 years' time, like, I'm a sentimental person when it comes to, like, sports gear for my boy. Like, one of the first baseball shirts that I bought him, one of the very few things I've actually had an opportunity to buy him, because mother-in-law takes care of all of those things.
As grandma should.
And it's cool. No complaints, right? But I bought him this shirt, and he wore it for, like, I don't know, 2 months when he was an infant. I have it hanging up in the garage, because it's such a cool shirt. You know, that's my boy's first baseball shirt. And I don't know. I don't want to hang up a jersey that I'm going to spend $150 on and in 2 years' time have that hanging up in my garage, too, because it's a badass jersey.
But you know what, though? He's 5. Jerseys are acceptable.
Look, father knows best.
Jerseys are acceptable when you're 5.
Yeah. Do you like this jersey?
I'm not a jersey guy.
This is one of my favorite.
I just feel
my favorite Astro uniforms of all time.
Well, you don't have a number on it, though. It looks like it's just a shirt.
It is just, it's like a no-name shirt.
If there's no name on the back and no number, then to me that's not a jersey, it's just a shirt.
Just a shirt, okay.
Jersey is the number and the name.
It's one of my favorite shirts ever, I love it. Uniforms, I wish the Astros would wear this version of throwback more often.
When is that from? Because that is a black front.
This is like Biggio, Craig Biggio rookie era. So like
late 80s?
Something like 89 to 91, 92, something like that. I think Biggio's rookie card has the home version of this. It's my favorite. You're not watching on YouTube. It's just, it's like the rainbow shoulders, and it had this isn't a V-neck. Is this a V-neck? Theirs was a V-neck and it had it was the white jersey with the blue star. This is the blue jersey with the white star and the,
that
white
doesn't even look blue. It looks black. Is it blue and faded or is it actually black or?
It's been in the sun a lot.
Okay.
I wear this all the time.
You wear that?
I just don't wear it up here. I have a rotation of like 3 shirts I wear up here.
Do you wear that more often than the JJ Watt shirt?
No. The JJ Watt shirt, I'm building fences in, I'm doing radio shows in, I'm doing yard work in.
You got to retire that shirt, man.
No, never. Hey, that shout out to Houston Texans for picking a high quality material shirt to give away for free at training camp like 2 years ago. It might have been last training camp, I don't know. Feels like I've had the shirt for 5 years. It might have only been about 10 months. But hey, it's a good looking shirt, isn't it? Not one single solitary hole in it so far.
But it's old, man.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Just hang it up, man. Don't wear it again.
You want you want some news that impacts our producer?
This producer named Chris Santiago?
This producer, Christopher Santiago.
Sure.
Texas State. Officially joined the Pac-12.
Oh,
yeah!
As of 2026,
let's go. Texas coming up State with the big boys
is a real school.
Pac-12 after midnight.
Hold on, did you say Texas State is a real school?
It's a real school now.
Or here's the other question. Is the Pac-12 a legitimate conference? Is it a real conference?
In my eyes.
They're going to be.
In my eyes.
You know about how it used to be Power 5, Group of 5?
Uh-huh.
Now it's Power 4, Group of 6?
Yes.
There's going to be a Group of 7.
Okay. Now, but can this be called legitimately the Pac-12? Or is it like the Pac-4? Now Texas, that Texas State
Texas counts as, I guess, as Pac, but...
No, I'm legitimately, like, because...
Because this is all going to be for 2020.
Is there actually 12 schools in said conference now?
All right, so the new Pac-12 is going to start off with 8 schools. So it's Oregon State and Wazoo, and then incoming is Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State.
All the states.
Utah State. Mm. And
that's right.
Gonzaga, but they don't play football. And now Texas State makes it officially 9 teams,
dude,
but 8 that play football.
You just gave me a complex. I always, when people pronounce it Gonzaga.
That's how they pronounce it.
Okay. Is that correct?
Because yes, that is the
correct. You know the Kelvin Sampson flip when he corrected the reporter?
Dude, he flipped because somebody said Gonzaga.
Okay, you gave me a complex. I was like, wait, is it supposed to be Gonzaga or Gonzaga? I felt really confident about that situation until you said what you said.
Zags, Gonzaga. Right.
Gonzaga.
And they get angry if you say it the wrong way.
And for whatever reason, Kelvin Sampson gets very angry whenever you say it incorrectly.
Dude, I did a game for UH, and I forget what school it was, but they asked me to pronounce the name of the school a different way.
The people from said school?
People from said school.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember who it was because, they wanted like that same way with a long A.
Ah, yeah. did we beat them that day?
We did.
Okay, well, screw them.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. 713-572-4610. You can call or text into the program today. We promise phone lines are open. All right, let's get to this, man. Paul George was on a podcast recently and talking about the Houston Rockets acquiring Kevin Durant. And I've got multiple clips here. The first one is... For those that aren't necessarily thrilled, and I can't imagine like who you are or why you are the way that you are, but there are a lot of people that are not thrilled exactly with the Rockets giving up Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks and 5 second round picks and the 10th overall selection in last night's draft for one single solitarily 37-year-old Kevin Durant. But Paul George explained what exactly the Rockets' logic was in making this deal.
I'm not mad at it. You know, it's a bit like, I'm not mad at it. I think people are, because of KD's age, they think, you know, like what direction is Houston trying to go at the end of the day? But they see a window and I think they're trying to, you know, shout out to them for, you know, you have a young star in Alperin who I think
for
is
sure.
a stud and that's who they believe
for
in.
Sure.
Let's put something around him to try to win.
And you mentioned rising star Amen Thompson. You know, put something around those young guys when you have an opportunity and a window as he, you know, sees it. You have a window, you put a veteran in there and give them the best opportunity to win. I don't know how else you could look at this deal. And I don't want to talk about like the very small minority of people that, you know, have an issue with this. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be, you're going to be looking at the Phoenix Suns and who they drafted last night, 10th overall, if things are not going well here. And that's it. Because outside of whatever the Suns are doing with Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks and Kaman Maliwach, who went 10th overall last night, and he might not even be playing in the NBA for another 1 to 2 to 3, maybe ever. I mean, who knows?
We don't know what his situation is.
He's got issues as a South Sudanese with a visa situation between that country and the United States of America.
So far, he doesn't have an issue, but that doesn't mean he won't. And that's right. Just, listen, that is just sports life right now is if, you know, if you're on one of those, if you're from a country that is on our bad list, you might not be welcome here. So that's a him problem. Whether you think it's a fair or not, doesn't matter. That's a him problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Problems here in Houston. I just got a message from the Chronicle.
Uh-huh.
All lanes of I-45 near Cypress are shut down.
Uh-oh.
There is a crazy lady with a lawn chair and a gun who plopped herself in the middle of I-45. Cops think that she is suicidal. They have closed all lanes, northbound and southbound. Avoid I-45 in Cypress, full stop. Find another route, because that road is closed both ways.
Update coming up at 5:40 on Bandwagon, potentially. Sounds like the start of a Bandwagon story.
We might have a new way of punishing people.
I have to be honest with you. The door just opened and closed, and with
Reggie, came a strong
scent of alcohol. Ain't no lie about that, bro. Ain't no lie. Here we are, top of the eighth inning. Astros leading the Phils 1-0.
Are you on eight, or is that the end of seven?
No, this is eight.
That's eight. Hey, you know what? He said that very clearly for a guy with a mouthful of hot dog.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good, but I could tell Reggie's feeling pretty nice right now.
And you've gotten through the eight shots.
Eighth shot is right here.
And you're walking.
I am walking. I will say.
That is impressive.
For now.
Eight shots of tequila and he is walking.
Man. Well, seven. The eighth one is about to go down.
You started this at the start of the ball. Were you a little late, or did you start it at the
I mean, we were in the game when our segment started at one.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my dog at 1:18 thereabouts.
Yeah.
In my first shot then. So, you know, a little bit delayed there. I got to admit.
2 hours, eight shots, eight dogs. You're a champion, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It makes me feel a little bit better about if I was to do the full challenge of the beers, but I don't have the sloshing right now.
Yeah.
The sloshing would be a real different
situation. Are you full?
Situation.
Like, is this miserable for you to eat hot dogs? Hold on,
Not at all. Can you miserable? Explain the sloshing for those of us who were born yesterday?
Well, if I was drinking a beer an inning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm drinking a couple of ounces of spirit.
As opposed to 12-ounce beer each time.
Exactly. Okay, like, so just having
the extra fluid. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, that would be a real problem.
Sorry. You
I'd
know,
have to imagine.
Youngins like me, we just don't understand.
I feel like you've had a few sloshing incidents in your time.
Probably, yes.
Who's pouring the shots for you?
I'm pouring the shots myself.
Are they legitimate shots?
They are legitimate shots.
Probably double and triple shots.
They are legitimate shots because I do want it to. I think you understand this, and so you can see this in my eyes. I want to take this seriously. I don't want anybody to underestimate what I'm doing here and think that I'm shortchanging it. No, I'm taking this seriously.
Let me see the shot real quick. Just pass that glass
over.
This
one here.
All right. That's pretty legit. that's probably spot on. It looks well measured out by
Thank
Reggie.
You.
So chewing up and about to ingest.
Salud.
The eighth hot dog, and down the gullet goes the eighth shot of some really interesting tequila.
Since you're doing tequila, I wonder if the next time you do this, it should be like nine tacos, nine tequilas, nine innings.
You know, he's prepared his gut for the beer situation now, I think. That's the next step.
I think so. Like, I think we're talking Astros baseball in the postseason. That feels like the perfect time to break out a 999 in the full-fledged fast.
You know what, though? Shout out to you, because I don't know. This has been a thing on the station for, I feel like, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks now. And Pendergast, for whatever reason, was pegged to be the guy to do this. And
he was in an eating contest with Joey Chestnut.
But he hasn't done it yet. And he says he's picked two dates to do it. At Daikin Park, and there just happened to be Dollar Dog Days. Smart move by him. But I told him, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do this behind the plate in the Diamond Club next to his buddy and hold up like pages, you know, so the entire viewing audience can see him actually doing the contest during the game.
Hold on. We have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The Philadelphia Filthies scored a run. It is the first run they have scored in 25 and two-thirds innings against the Astros in this series.
That's my dog, Brian King, gave it up.
And it is the first run In 35 and two-thirds innings, they have scored against the Astros going back to last year.
Yeah, yeah. Was that a dinger?
Or no, it was a sack fly.
Sack fly. Golly. Stott, I guess, scored on that one. That's who I saw walking into the dugout. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Brian King could not get out of first and third one out this time. He did it yesterday, but not today.
When did Caratini hit that dinger last night? Eighth inning. Well, got the bottom of the eighth coming up. And let's see. Looks like Cooper Hummel
hit the bomb in the eighth inning on two nights ago.
The Astros have made some changes here. Reg, you going to check back with us in for the 9-9?
I will. And at this point, I'm wondering, do I have to go into extras? Is that how that goes?
That would be fun.
I think if you hit 9-9-9, you've made the challenge.
Very good. Excellent.
The 9+1 is your choice, sir. That is all I will say. That is your choice. You're a big boy. You make that decision. All right. We'll update you on some Stro stuff coming up. It's a 1-1 ball game now. Tied up, top of the eighth, man on, and two outs. The Astros going with Brian Abreu, who did not pitch in last night's ball game.
Yeah, he had pitched 4 out of the last 6 days. And he had thrown a lot of pitches. Because they had said, I think it was Brian McTaggart had said, Hader had also gone 4 out of 6,
yeah.
But he threw like 21 less pitches than Abreu did. And they did this with Abreu last year, where they kind of overworked Abreu. And then he had that couple of weeks where his arm just looked dead and he didn't have control and he was getting knocked around a lot before he righted the ship. So I think they're just trying to be wary of how much they're going to use Abreu. I also think because Hader has done the same thing, Hader might be a guy who's off tonight. He's gone two nights in a row. And it might be an Abreu closeout situation. So I'm interested to see if Hader will pitch again, because it'd be 3 straight times. After going 4 out of 6, he'd be going 3 nights in a row. I'm interested to see if Hader would pitch today or if Abreu is going to have an up-down here for a 4-out appearance.
I would go with the latter, but we'll wait and see, because it's already interesting to me that they decided to use Brian King back-to-back days. Night into the day game, King pitched last night and pitched in a high-leverage situation again today. Not saying it's a poor decision, it's a poor result. But the fact that you did have Brian Abreu available to pitch in his normal slot in the situation.
Maybe he did. Maybe Abreu was supposed to pitch the ninth. Maybe Hader is going to be off today.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point.
That might have been why he was in the eighth. It might have been holding Abreu back for the ninth inning.
All right. Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani. It's Area 45 in for the drive. We'll keep you updated on the Astros. Coming up, more on the Rockets coming up next as well. Stay put.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store.
Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
So the guy that's probably giving up, I don't know, 6 inches, 7 inches to Christian Walker height-wise, just caught up to a 97-mile-per-hour fastball about at his chin and took it right back up the middle and set up a first and second with one out situation for the Astros in the bottom of the eighth. Now, it is two outs because Jake Meyers peed on one pretty good, just not good enough, flew out to center field.
Altuve now 3 hits behind Jeff Bagwell for second all-time on the franchise hit list. Altuve with that base hit center field.
You know, I want him to get like 3 hits every single night, but I'm really hoping that the Astros can pick him up a little bit for a couple of days and he gets that record, which would give him the second most hits all time in franchise history behind only Craig Biggio and his 3,060. I hope he does it on Sunday. It's a Framber day. Be great if it was a little bit of a Jose Altuve celebration day too.
Yeah, I think that's now 23-11 for Jose Altuve.
Bags
is at 23-14.
I believe you're right. Yeah, that sounds good to me. I believe you, sir. 713-572-4610. Shout out Brian Abreu for coming in, throwing 5 pitches, and striking his guy out to get out of a tough situation in the top of the eighth inning after Brian King gave up a run to tie this ball game. 1-1, bottom eight, 2-on, 2-out for one Cameron Aloysius Smith, who's got one of the Astros' 6 hits today. See if he can come through here again and be the lone Astro with a multi-hit game today. That would be fantastic. Got to get a couple runs here. One, to get back the lead, but then two, to stuff a little insurance.
Yes!
Cameron Aloysius Smith.
The Candyman can.
The bobble. I don't know if the bobble ended up costing him. Cam Smith is pumped right now.
That's a ribeye single.
I think Paredes was coming around to score no matter what.
Cameron Aloysius Smith the third.
Man, let's go. You know, Jeremy Pena is probably not going to start the All-Star game. I don't even know. I don't know if Jeremy Pena is going to make it to phase two in the All-Star voting.
Jeremy Pena should be starting.
I agree.
He has the second highest WAR in all of baseball.
He does.
Not in the American League. In all of baseball. He's already a 5-1 WAR.
Mm-hmm.
The only player with a higher WAR than Pena is Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge is not human.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. And you know what else is probably not going to happen? By reason of the same individual. right? Jacob Wilson, rookie?
Now, here's the crazy thing, right? Jacob Wilson's hitting the snot out of the ball.
Is, right? Like, to the tune of what, 350?
I think he's at 349.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense?
Ugh. Yeah, not anything to really write home about, right?
It would be a negative.
But, you know, you've got Jeremy Pena, who very well should be starting the All-Star game, or at least could be. And then you have Cam Smith, who is really making a push for AL Rookie of the Year with the way that he continues to hit.
I think between his defense, because he's playing Gold Glove level right field. He started playing right field 2 weeks before the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Gold Glove level right field, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that he is, after that first month, he has become a consistent, reliable bat. I think by the time we get to the end of the year, you know, Jacob Wilson, teams are going to figure him out, not going to be hitting 340.
I don't know. Let's see, because people are going to say, or saying the same thing probably about Cam Smith. But, you know, over the course of the last, what, 30 games? Cam's hitting in and around 300. That's outs, not 340, but
outs above average defensively. Jacob Wilson, minus two.
And Cam Smith is what? Like a plus four?
Well, Jacob Wilson's a minus two at short, which is pretty awful.
Uh-huh.
Cam Smith in right field.
That number's probably crept up a little bit. He's made some pretty sensational plays.
Plus four.
Yeah, plus
four. And that's tied for the second best in the league.
Yeah.
That's like an all of baseball.
That's wild, man. Wild. Wild. And it's, you saw that, like, you saw that coming from Cam Smith much more than you did, like, anything palatable coming from the Jose Altuve experiment in left field, which has been few and far between here more recently, in the last few weeks anyway, because Altuve's been playing more second, DHing, and now that you've got Cooper Hummel up, they've thrown various different people out in left field. They haven't had to go exclusively Altuve out there in a while.
Second base. Would you like to know who has the most outs above average at second base?
Well, probably Dubon.
Mauricio Dubon. He is now eight outs above average, despite the fact he hasn't even played 30 games.
Yeah.
At second base.
I would have given him two outs above average if he would have been able to pull that playoff earlier today.
His success rate added is 10%. If you're wondering if that's good or bad, the next highest is 5%.
Yeah.
So Dubon is literally, hands down, the best defensive second baseman in baseball.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Astros leading the Phils 2-1. Play officially headed to the top of the ninth inning. We'll have an H-Town postgame show for
Abreu you. Abreu is staying up in the game for the ninth inning. It looks like he was going to be the ninth inning guy,
yeah,
and that Hader's got the day off.
Oh, look, good for him. He only needed five pitches to get out of that situation in the eighth inning. So, Brian Abreu on for a save opportunity. It'd be a win because he finished the eighth inning when the Astros were tied. Now they get the lead. So, H-Town postgame show coming up at the conclusion of the ball game. Stay there. It's Area 45.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here
we go, the sweep, baby, the sweep.
Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is. I don't know if Chris is ready for that, though. Chris ain't
Christopher
ready for this.
Santiago.
He's not ready for
tell
it.
Tell everybody what time it is.
Happy recap.
Let's go.
Sports Radio 610 presents H-Town.
That's right, Will.
With Bajani and Creighton.
Three games. The Astros allow one run in three games. Absolutely dominant pitching performance. Astros sweep the Filthies. 2-1 win today.
That number since May 25th. Eighth inning or later, six game-winning RBIs for the Houston Astros. Magical. You want to know how they're doing it? That's how they're doing it. From the plate. How are they doing it? C. Hunter Brown, seven innings, three hits, nine strikeouts, no walks today. That's also how they're doing it. And the funny thing is, your name doesn't have to be Hunter Brown or Framber Valdez. It could be Colton Gordon. It could be Brandon Walter. It could be Ryan Gusto. That's how they're doing it. And then shout out bullpen. And if anybody deserves a shot at tequila today, it's Brian Abreu for coming out and getting a four-out dub from the bullpen today. That's huge, huge win for the Astros.
They've got eight go-ahead RBI, eighth inning or later since, May 22nd?
I think it's at six.
All right, they've got three. They entered today entered today with 336 runs scored, 156 with two outs. That's 46.5% of their offense with two outs. They score with two outs. They score late in the game. This team is clutch. They are a major league best, 17-6 in June. They are a season high 15 games over 500. They are now 23-9 since May 22nd. They are 9-0-2 in their last 11 series. They have won 8 straight games at home. They are 17-4 in their last 21. This team is steamrolling June. We said the beginning of the month, this had the possibility of being an 18-20 win month, and that if they had that kind of month, they might have a lead of 8 games or more. Well, the coffee sippers have kind of held their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
And they have not completely just fallen apart. They have stayed respectable.
Well, but it's a 6-game lead now within the AL West.
It's a 6-game lead in the American League West for your Houston Astros, who now have the third best record in all of baseball at 48-33. And I mean, it is
quick radio math for me looking at the Detroit Tigers, who currently own the best mark in the American League at 51-31, 2.5 games behind the Detroit Tigers for the best mark in the American League are the Astros right now.
That is correct.
That's pretty damn good. That you've made up 2 games on the Detroit Tigers in less than a week, because the last time we were talking about this on our show, it was 4.5. It was 4.5. So as of right now, that's a two game improvement. I mean, the Astros are coming. The Astros, remarkably
inevitable.
Ben Verlander loves to say that, and I co-sign that. I've done it for years. This dynastic run is very much looking like it is continuing right now. A lot of baseball left to be played. Halfway mark, 81 games in. There is not a chance in hell that you thought the Astros were going to be sitting here 48-33, a season high 15 games above 500, with the second best record in the American League, third best mark in all of baseball, after all of these injuries again, and, you know, pitching injury Armageddon struck this team last year, and doesn't seem to like them any better this year. The Astros just simply have answers, PC. They've got answers.
You know what? With the Chicago Teddy Bears coming to town tomorrow, they'll play 3 against the Teddy Bears. That will wrap up the month because they're off on Monday.
Yeah.
They have 17 wins, 17-6 in the month of June. 20 would be really tough, but the fact that it's even feasible with all their injuries, that's phenomenal. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, boy, what a... you got Horton, Ray, and Taillon set to pitch for the Cubs in this series against Walter, Gusto, and Valdez. That Sunday matchup, PC, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if the Astros are 0-2 going into Sunday in this series, or 2-0 or 1-1. Who knows? What an incredible pitching matchup that's going to be on Sunday. Jameson Taillon, the former Houston area kid, going up against Framber Valdez on Framber Valdez Day.
Yeah, Taillon was a big-time prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Went through a ton of injuries.
Wasn't he Woodlands High School, I want to say?
He had a really good season with the Mets a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's, I mean, he's a good pitcher, but injuries have really sidetracked his career.
Didn't he have TJ?
When he's on, he's on. I think he had TJ years ago.
Yeah. I think he's a TJ survivor. One of those. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to be a part of the H-Town post-game show. It's what we do on Area 45. Coming up, we'll hear from Joe Espada if he speaks to the media in a timely manner. And
Taillon was once the number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know who was number 1?
Give me the year.
2010.
Number 1, 2010. That would be 15 years ago. No, go ahead, tell me.
All right, give you a hint. He did not play in the series.
Oh, okay. He did not play in this series.
Did not play in the series.
But is he still playing Major League Baseball?
Yes, and he's on one of those two teams.
Well, he's not an Astro.
Not an Astro.
Damn, I don't know. Go.
Bryce Harper.
What?
Bryce Harper was the number one pick.
I'll be damned. The Jameson Taillon year. How about that? When is what's the deal with Harper, by the way?
He's got some kind of, I mean, he's been, he was out. He didn't play the whole
series.
He's
been out for a little bit, though, already. Yeah. I think almost a week, week and a half. I don't know. I took my eye off of the Phils here recently.
He had, Taillon had TJ in 2014.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. That's been a minute, man. That's 11 years.
He also had surgery for testicular cancer in 2017.
That's right. That's right. He's been through it. Yes, sir.
He had a forearm injury in 2019. He tore his flexor tendon, and they had to revise his UCL in 2019. So he didn't pitch in 2020. Then he went to the Yanks. He pitched pretty well. Well, he pitched fairly well for the Yanks. Then he went to the Cubs, and a little inconsistent with the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's had
back injuries.
He's never been the guy that's lived up to the hype. I mean,
no, the injuries have taken between the Tommy John and cancer. Yeah, I mean, he had testicular cancer in 2017 and had to have one removed.
That's right. But
this guy's only. He's only 33 years old.
Yeah, only.
And he's been through the TJ, flexor tendon, testicular cancer. I mean, geez, why don't they just get an Acme piano and throw it on him off the top of a 20-story building?
I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sunday, man. It's going to be a good little matchup just because of the story, at the very least. Stros winners, 2-1 today over the Phillies. I'm anxious to hear Joe Espada talk about this game, but just this series, man. This series, he said it coming in. He'd said it at the conclusion of game one, this being a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it's not very often we get day baseball in the city of Houston, but it's certainly not very often you get day baseball in Houston where you get this kind of a pitching matchup, this kind of a highly contested game and series, game by game by game in this three-game series. Very much playoff atmosphere. And we haven't had a chance to really say that, talk about it that much, if at all, this season with the Phillies and Cubs coming in after the Astros have kind of gone through a stretch PC. You know what? Beating up on some teams they absolutely should beat up on. You know this team's better, even with all the injuries that they've sustained. Now, look, you've got the Cubs, three more games. It's going to let up a little bit. I think you got the Dodgers, you get the Guardians around the bend. But the second half of this schedule for the Astros PC, and we're almost there. We're almost there to the second half. It's one of the most favorable, if not the most favorable, schedule.
Well, they played the toughest schedule from the beginning of the season through the end of May. They played the toughest schedule.
It sure didn't feel like it, though. It really doesn't feel like it. Maybe it's just because over the last month, this month, they have really turned it on. You just poured over the numbers. Winners of 17 out of their last 21. That's this month. As good as the pitching has been, which has been more than just this month, it has really kind of come to a head at maybe a time that's maybe never been more important than now in the month of June. You rewind 1 year ago, June 18th. That was the day the Astros decided to stop being ass last year.
Happy birthday to me. The Astros don't suck anymore.
They were maybe 24 hours away from having an RIP tombstone on the front page of the Houston Chronicle that once donned the front page of the Houston Post back in 2004, I believe it was.
Rip Astros, rip Fred Fowler.
Yeah. Was that his idea?
Fly, Falcon, fly.
Man, yeah. That's pretty remarkable, though, that they did what they did last year. And then this year, when you think, oh, boy, there's no way. There's just no way they're going to be able to rise from the dead, like full-on Undertaker, right? No, they didn't do that. They just persevered. Yeah. Let's go, man.
Oh, Undertaker, we have the ashes for you with the urn of power. Undertaker.
like his little sidekick that always...
That was Paul Bearer.
That was a sidekick that always brought the ashes in.
Rip Paul Bearer.
Yeah, him too.
Damn.
Somebody watch over The Undertaker, man. He'll be right back. He's The Undertaker. 4 o'clock hour coming up next. Did Joe Espada talk yet, Chris? All right, maybe we'll get him, maybe we won't, but we'll continue to talk a little Astros. It's H-Town post game. Stay there.